Before we have you present, we'll call the roll and establish a quorum. Thank you.
Simidian.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Chesbro. Cox. Escudia. Kuehl. Lowenthal.
Quorum is established. Thank you very much. Mr. Lipper, please present.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, and thanks to the committee members for being here. I apologize for the time we're taking. This is a simple bill by Senator Parada to modify the current infill site definition under the California Environmental Quality Act to make it more flexible with respect to infill sites that are exempt from the act under a redevelopment agency plan. The bill really is targeted at changing a set of definitions related to redevelopment agencies and infill site parcels to maintain the current law with respect to the 10-year rule, the so-called 10-year rule with respect to the development of parcels, but at the same time to allow the flexibility that apparently is needed in the real world with respect to redevelopment agency plans. There are technical amendments suggested in comment 3 of your analysis, and Senator Parada would accept those as author's amendments. He asked for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lipper. Do we have witnesses, Mr. Lipper?
We do not, Mr. Chair.
All right. Are there witnesses in opposition? All right. Are there questions from the committee? Mr. Renner.
I guess I'm trying to figure, I mean, on its face, this seems like it's a sensible direction to go. I'm struggling with how big a hurdle this has created or what we're trying to expedite. If we think, you know, how big a problem, and do we think this is indeed going to be able to move the infill process through faster for these redevelopment agencies?
Mr. Renner, Senator Parada has an interest in trying to find ways to expedite the development of infill development under CEQA. And as your analysis notes, there was a statute passed 4 years ago, Senator Scherer's bill, SB 1925, which set these definitions in statute. Since that time, we have had discussions with developers and with redevelopment agencies who have said the constraints that are in the law currently are such that in redevelopment areas, as opposed to sort of standard infill areas, the definitions in the law can be an impediment to the assembling of those parcels. And so this is a modest step forward. It's not the it's not going to change the world as we know it. At the same time, it's a useful clarification that is something that has been requested and that is something that Senator Parada thinks would be helpful.
And it's been requested by who?
Well, this was in meetings with CSAC, with the League of Cities and other organizations, several of the so-called Home Ownership Advancement Foundation and other organizations who have been meeting with Senator Parada to discuss ways to give greater incentives for infill development.
And I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out too, because I don't see anybody listed on either side. Is that simply because this is too new for them to take positions on, or?
Mr. Renner, I think, first of all, it's a pretty arcane area of the law, if I can be honest with you. And
that's
secondly,
never stopped people before.
yeah, right. Secondly, and more importantly, I think a lot of those groups would like to see more done in this area. And we're trying to have those conversations in a way that balance their interests out with some of the other parties' interests in this discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Are there questions from other members of the committee? We have a motion on the bill. We have asked for witnesses in support. Are there any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, and unless there are additional questions, we'll call the roll.
Simidian.
Simidian, aye.
Simidian, aye. Renner.
Aye.
Renner, aye. Chesbro.
Aye.
Chesbro, aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Escudia. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. 6-0.
Thank you all very much. Thanks to all the members of the committee and Mr. Lipper for making this a quick and timely session. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meeting, that bill is out. Meeting is adjourned.